with the Baby Boomer Bash. It's indoors, it's free, and it's not just for boomers. Bring the whole family and get your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Fred Bird, the Rams cheerleaders, and KTRS personalities. Play around in the photo booth. Enter to win an autographed Mizzou football signed by Coach Frank Haith and Coach Pinkel. Mizzou tickets, Cardinals tickets for next season, opening day tickets, and more. And it's all free. You'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling.
Oh, and did we tell you that it's all free?
Well, it is.
It's free. F-R-E-E.
Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash. This Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. indoors at Busch Stadium. From Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550 KTRS.
No, I think this is Wayne Newton.
No, it is. In excess, or is this guy, when I used to work at WMRY, he was the overnight guy. He said, and here's Inks.
Wow, what an idiot. I've been guilty of that, though. Over the years, there have been... who was it that I butchered the name when they first came on the scene? It was a one-word name. I can't remember it now. But I called the Fugees? I call them the Fudgies or
something?
Yeah,
the Fudgies.
Yeah. Then there go ahead.
There was another band. There was another. It was a song. It was, I can't remember who did the song. But it was, they said Alibis instead of Alibis.
Idiots.
Alibis.
So the rubber duck... As we continue with our toy spectacular, the rubber duck was inducted this year, beat out Clue, Fisher-Price's Little People, Little Green Army Men, the Magic 8-Ball. You guys know what the Magic 8-Ball is, don't you?
Sure.
Boy, as an 8- or 9-year-old, I had a neighbor that had one. And I just thought, this is the greatest thing. How does it know what I ask? I mean, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really get that there's 10 answers for everything. Also beat out My Little Pony.
Wow.
Nerf toys, the Pac-Man's video game, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the scooter. Because in the Hall of Fame, the Toy Hall of Fame, not everything is a brand name something. It's just the scooter. I never had a scooter. I had a bicycle, which is in the Hall of Fame, too. A bicycle. Now, do you think of a bicycle as a toy?
No,
But it's in there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it...
It is a toy.
What else would it be called?
Yeah, and what category would you put it in? Transportation? That's not very
no.
exciting. So what I thought I'd do is run down with you. There are 50... I think I said 54. There are actually, I think, 53 toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame, which is in Rochester, New York. Now... I know what I have ahead of me here with this grandson. I have to acquaint myself with the Saturday morning cartoons. Dan, I may have to come to you for some advice, because even though Alyssa's 16 or whatever, you still watch that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I may have to get you to help me with that. Here in alphabetical order are all the toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame. And we'll stop along the way, and if you want to jump in and discuss, feel free to do that. Barbie... Crayola crayons, which I think went from, what, 8 crayons to that box of 6,000?
64, I think.
64 with the sharpener on the back.
Yeah, they what else is there to do with Crayola crayons to improve on that? I don't know. Erector set, never had one.
I never did either.
I know it's metal, and I'm sure that now it would be considered a really dangerous toy because it's made out of metal. Etch-a-Sketch, had them, never could make one thing on Etch-a-Sketch. I'd see people do artwork. I mean, real, legitimate. I couldn't make squat out of that. I could zigzag my name, sort of, and it would look horrible. And, of course, once you did make a good move or two, you'd mistakenly shake it or move it the wrong way. Oh, it's gone off the screen. That's still an interesting concept, though. Whoever thought of Etch-a-Sketch, what a genius.
And those people that do the art on them, they'll take the back off and then take all that stuff out of there, and then it will stay on the
screen. And it's permanent, right?
Yeah.
It stays there.
Yeah.
Frisbee. What is there to say? Who hasn't had a Frisbee in the Hall of Fame? Hula hoop. Again, self-explanatory. Legos. Don't know that I had Legos. I think that came after I was a kid. I think my kids had Legos. Lincoln Logs, don't think we had any of those. I know what they are. Didn't they come in like a tube?
Yeah.
Big, like a huge Pringles can or something. Marbles. Now, I know there are a lot of people, young, they have no clue what marbles, what are you talking about? That's it, marbles. They came in a bag, and there was one that was the shooter.
Yeah, that was a bigger one.
And that's all I remember. I don't remember much except there's a circle and you knock the other guy's marble. I don't know the rules. Monopoly, my problem with Monopoly has always been a simple one. When does the game end?
Never.
The game goes on forever. I remember as a kid playing Monopoly.
If you play the right way, though, by the rules, it goes faster. But a lot of people don't really know the real rules. They always have just house rules that they've always played.
I agree. I don't think I ever knew the real rules, because then you start making side bets. Yeah, I'll give you this for that, and that's not really part of the way you're supposed to play. But it seemed like a game that went on forever. Now, this next one, one of the greatest inventions ever, but again, if it's still on the market, I'd be surprised in this world of, ooh, everything's dangerous. Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It smelled great. I can still smell it.
Yeah.
Boy, did Play-Doh smell good. And opening a fresh can of Play-Doh, just the consistency and the smell, man, was it fun. Radio Flyer Wagon had one. I don't know where ours is. It's probably in the basement somewhere. Roller skates had them. Teddy bear. Never had a teddy bear, I don't think. Tinker Toys had those goofy things.
Yeah.
Sticks and circles.
Yeah.
Circles with holes in them and sticks. Again, very dangerous. Don't run. You'll poke your eye out with a Tinker Toy. Viewmaster. Can't say enough about the Viewmaster to this day. If I look through a Viewmaster, I'm still in awe of how great that 3D picture is. Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
Oh, the Dunkin' Yo-Yo. Man, when those came out, and then it came out with the butterfly, and then they had the other different types of yo-yos that they... And you could walk the dog.
And what's the yo-yo that would stop and just spin?
The
name for that.
Yeah.
Oh, the trick? That walking the dog?
Yeah, that was
but there was a name for the yo-yos that would hang. You let it out, and it would just sit there and spin. It had a name, and for the life of me, I can't remember it. But yo-yo is one of those things that I remember the teacher confiscating and putting them in the drawer at her desk because you couldn't hide it. The guy had a big bulge in his pocket. Well, he's 12, so the bulge is for one of two things, and one of those might have been a yo-yo. So if it wasn't that other thing, he had a yo-yo, and the teacher took it till the end of the school day, and then she'd get back to you, and you could go home with it. What else? Oh, you know what? I'm still reading from the list of the 10 original inductees. Let's back up a minute. No, alphabetically, here are the 53, and I'll skip when I get to the ones we've already done.
Yo-yo is what it is.
A what?
A sleeper.
Okay. Alphabet blocks.
Oh, yeah, those goofy.
Simple thing. Yeah. Aren't those for little bitty kids?
Yeah, but we had them, and we played with them. I don't know what we used to do with them, but you could build stuff for your cars and everything, too, with them.
You know, it's interesting. I had an opportunity to interview Mike Tyson not long ago.
Really?
And he's got this thing where he's on stage talking about his life, and in my conversation with him, I had him just go back to his childhood, and he mentioned that one of his favorite things as a kid was alphabet blocks, and I said, Mike, do you have any favorite blocks, any favorite letters? And he said, actually, he did. There were certain letters he played with more than others. Here's where he talks about it.
A-R-A-M-I-R-I-M.
Oh,
those
really
are his favorite blocks.
A-N-M.
Yeah. Atari 2600 game system.
Oh, my goodness. I was obsessed.
Inducted in 2007. Baby doll. Is that a name of a particular doll? I guess it is.
I guess there was a brand of just, yeah. That wasn't the one that would wet itself, though, I don't think.
Now, this is very interesting. It says inducted in 2008. It's one word. Ball. Just
it's
a simple ball.
Then we had Super Ball. Man, that was awesome.
Oh man. Let me tell you something. Super Ball, the greatest.
I guarantee you, you play with it once, and you wouldn't keep it because it'd be gone.
No, you'd lose it. You'd
lose it.
Because you'd just slam it against the pavement as hard as you could. Next thing you know, it's over somebody's house. It's in the gutter or something. Barbie, we mentioned. The bicycle. Big wheel. Never had one. Again, came along after I was a kid, and I think one of my kids had a big wheel. Blanket? Is that a toy?
Blanket.
It just says blanket, inducted in 2011.
Well, I guess, because kids, we used to carry those things around like crazy.
Your first
Candyland.
Oh, the game.
What is that?
It's a game. It's a board game.
Yeah.
Okay. Cardboard box. The cardboard box. Let me tell you something. You can make fun of this if you want, but when I was a kid, I had more fun inside washing machine shipping boxes, cardboard boxes, than anything you can imagine. We would get in them, have another kid close us up in there and slide down a slick grassy hill in a cardboard box.
Oh, we did that. We would make spaceships. We'd get my dad's old spark plugs and stuff, and you'd put them in there, and you'd have all this stuff in there. Oh, man, it was awesome.
And you build a fort.
Yeah.
You cut a little window out, and ours said no girls allowed on it.
Yeah.
Checkers, introduced in 2003. Now, see, I don't. I guess games are toys, so I guess you could include that. Chess. Crayola crayons, we mentioned. Dollhouse. The Dollhouse was inducted in 2011, just 2 years ago. Dominoes. The Dunkin' Yo-Yo, we'd mentioned that. Easy Bake Oven. Yeah.
Oh, I still make those.
And is that the thing where your little sister would actually make a real cookie or something?
Oh, yeah, a real cake.
It really made food.
It had a little, and it used a light bulb, a special light bulb, and it would heat everything up. But, yeah, it was a cake.
They still make those.
Cake. Yeah, they do.
G.I. Joe.
I love G.I. Joe.
The Game of Life. I've never played that board game.
That's one of my favorites.
Hot Wheels, Hula Hoop, we mentioned, Jack in the Box. I love that when I was a kid. And even though you knew what was coming, as soon as it got... You knew. Oh, man, that's great. Boy, we were so much simpler. Jacks.
Oh,
again. Dan, how many jacks to a set of jacks? I don't remember. The 10 or 12?
I think
a handful.
You'd have to bounce the ball, and then you'd have to pick one up. And
I never did get
two.
How many
as you could grab before the ball hits the ground.
Yeah.
You've got to catch. You got to scoop up the jacks and then catch the ball.
Jacks was primarily a girls' game.
I think so.
As I remember it, only girls and sissies kind of played jacks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's a girls' game. What, did you play it, Peon?
No, I didn't play it, but no, I thought boys mostly played it.
I could be wrong. The jigsaw puzzle is in the Hall of Fame. The jump rope is in the Hall of Fame. The kite. Oh, man. Dude, every year, I couldn't get down to Pickett's Grocery fast enough to buy when the kites came in. They came in March, about a dime, wooden stick, chintzy little stick and string and paper kites. That inevitably would be torn up in 10 minutes.
And you'd have to get a tail. Remember, you had to get like a little...
I used my dad's tie, necktie.
Yeah.
That's the best tail, was a necktie. Couldn't wait to try to get a kite up in the air.
Did you ever have a box kite?
Yes.
Box kites? Those were weird.
They look like they shouldn't fly.
Yeah, we had one recently, and I can never get strong enough wind to get it up in the air. But it's really cool nowadays. The kites they have are so easy. I mean, they come in a bag, and it's all put... I mean, you don't even have to put any sticks in it or anything. It's all just like parachute material. And, they go
easy. Oh, no, they're much better now. And some of them are huge. They're the size of a mattress.
Yeah.
Let's see. There goes Lincoln Logs. Lionel Trains, inducted 2006. Marbles, we mentioned. Monopoly.
My friend Jay texted me, Shrinky Dinks. Does anybody remember those?
Shrinky Dinks, yes.
You put those in the oven, right?
Yeah,
they cooked up.
I'm looking. Not in the Hall of Fame. Now, I've never heard of Shrinky Dink.
Yeah, they were like just little people or something. It was made out of this plastic material. When you put it in the oven, they shrank.
I see Shrinky Dink when I look down in the shower.
Yeah.
I see that. Thank you. Mr. Potato Head, yes, had the three or four of them over the years. Then there was a Mrs. Potato Head. Now, why that was so much fun, I don't know, but boy, was that a blast.
They still make those, too.
Yeah.
Just
now there's Mrs. Potato Head and all kinds of different...
I believe, didn't I just say...
Mrs.
Oh.
Somebody wasn't paying attention. Abuse Boy used to actually listen when he ran the board. Nintendo Game Boy is in the Hall of Fame. Playing cards... just playing cards in the Hall of Fame. Raggedy Ann and Andy. I never liked the name Raggedy Ann, and I'll tell you why. There's an expression on the rag. It's not, you know, I just, sorry, but...
That's when I got older, that's all I thought about.
Was what, Raggedy Ann?
Well, that's all I thought about was that.
Was people's periods?
No, yeah.
That's all you thought about, you was women having a period?
You're obsessed.
Anytime you mention Raggedy Ann.
Well, but that's not what you said. You said that's all you thought about.
No, that's all I thought about.
You didn't say when it was mentioned. You said you literally, that's all you thought about was the period. That's sick. Okay. That is sick, man.
I need counseling. I admit it.
I had one of these. My kids had one. They all three used the same one over the years. The Great Springed Rocking Horse. Just that. Just kids go nuts, and they're going so hard at it that you think the thing is just going to fly off the stand, and it'll actually start walking and bouncing across the room, because, man, a kid gets going on a rocking horse, and once they discover they can make it go.
Yep.
And the two, I can still see them, the two wooden handles up on either side of the head of the horse.
I had one of those, and I used to dress up like Roy Rogers and get on mine, and just, I was riding all over the place.
We mentioned the most recent inductee, the rubber duck. Scrabble is in the Hall of Fame. Quite frankly, I'm surprised there are only 53 things in the Toy Hall of Fame. Scrabble is there. Oh, my goodness. I put this next one right in the category with Play-Doh and Slinky and so many other things that I still remember when I finally got my own Silly Putty.
I was going to say that. They still make that.
A kid brought some to school and said, "Watch this." And he pressed it down on a comic strip and lifted it up, and it was imprinted, the ink. Whoa!
Yeah, I don't know if it works with the newspaper ink they use nowadays, because the last time I remember using it, it doesn't work as well.
And remember, the instructions said, always put it back in the egg, because if you don't, it'll turn to liquid or something. And Silly Putty was one of those things that, the more you played with it, the more you realize what you could. Like, you could make your nose a fake nose over your own nose. You could, and don't say you didn't do this if you're a boy. If you're in school and you get away with it, you'd be working the Silly Putty and you'd make a penis out of it. You know you did. You know you did.
But you could roll it up and make a ball out of it, and it would actually bounce too.
I don't think it bounced. Silly Putty?
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
I don't remember it bouncing. Skateboard.
Never had the agility to do that.
No.
We had the skateboard, but it was those old metal wheels.
Yeah, like roller skate wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That metal that is going down concrete sounded like the worst noise in the world. Slinky, inducted in 2007, had a Slinky. Still don't think the plastic Slinky is anywhere near as cool as the metal Slinky. I say screw these people that caused us to have to make plastic Slinkies. I never heard of a kid, when I was a kid, getting hurt by a Slinky. And once you bent it, it was screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? If you bent one ring, the whole thing, throw the whole thing away, because it's just not going to work right after that. And then when you finally mastered making it walk down the stairs, that was the greatest. Star Wars action figures obviously came after my childhood time. I don't even think my kids got into the Star Wars action figures.
Oh, mine did.
Now, you're going to find this very interesting, that this is in the Toy Hall of Fame. The stick.
The stick?
Oh, sure.
A stick is in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
We used it for all kinds of things.
You can make 1,000 things out of a stick. Be careful, peon, saying a gun.
I know.
If you do that, you'll be suspended from school anymore. The teddy bear. Tinker Toys, we mentioned. Tonka Trucks, and we've always also mentioned the Viewmaster. And there you have it, the entire list of all the toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Hey, did you see who's on the phone? I know we're
ready you know for what? I don't care if we are or not. We're going to make time for. I see it now. I see it on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Norman. Hello, Norman. How are you?
Norman calling from Sullivan.
Sullivan, that's right. How are you, Norman?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, where have you been, Norman? You haven't called.
I've been busy in that.
No. Yeah. Now, when you're busy, what are you doing that you're busy with?
My sister helped me put up my Christmas tree.
Cool.
Got it up already.
And how tall is that tree, Norman?
Tall as me.
How tall are you?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm tall and wide, and my tree is two.
Tall and wide, and the tree is two. That's a good enough answer, right?
AM and PM.
So,
and one thing, I'm going to play the happy birthday roll call.
All right.
Well, now, before you play that, can we talk for a second?
Yeah.
Can we talk? You said you got your Christmas. You said you have your Christmas tree up. Mm-hmm. What would you like for Christmas this year?
What I'd like to have is just Rosemary Butler under my tree, plus.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Plus, this Rosemary Butler under my tree.
You want your butler under your tree?
Rosemary Butler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary.
And,
is that a woman?
Ida,
yeah.
Ida under my tree too.
I'm sorry. You got one?
I got two. I'd like to have them both under my tree.
You want two women under your tree?
I'd like to have. Yeah. I'd like to have.
Oh, right.
Norman wants a threesome for Christmas. Well, and what man, if he's honest and heterosexual, doesn't want two women under his tree for Christmas? That's on all of our list. Now, let's talk about for a second Rosemary Butler. Who is Rosemary Butler?
She helped me with math in the 1980s.
She helped you with math in the 1980s. Are you still in touch with her?
Yeah, I call her. She's in Gilmore Gardens Green.
Yeah. Now, are you two, do you see each other? Ever?
He hopes so.
Yeah, I think we talked about Rosemary before.
Yeah. Sure. Well, maybe for Christmas you guys can get together.
Yeah.
That'd be great. A little bit of mischief in that laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
AM and the PM. Well, Norman, I'd love to hear the happy birthday roll call. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
We all like to hear it. For a minute, I wasn't sure if the kazoo was there or not. Then I heard that little whistle at the end.
Now, whoever has a birthday today, they got a kazoo on their birthday cake.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's Norman, all the way from Southern Missouri.
Yeah.
And I'll play the wedding march.
Wedding march. I'd love to hear it.
All right.
Love to hear it. Puts the magic touch on it. Nobody plays a kazoo like Norman. Norman, for anybody listening and thinks, boy, I'd like to play the kazoo, how long would you say it would take to get good on the kazoo?
How long to practice?
How long would you have to practice to be good?
When my mother taught me, it took me 1 week. And
1 week with a good teacher.
Got better and better.
In the AM and PM. Now, Norman, if somebody wanted you to teach them to play the kazoo, what would you charge for that?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour. Wow. He didn't even have to think about
it. That's not bad.
I don't think that's bad at all.
No.
So if you had a week and a 40-hour week, hang on, 40 hours at $10. You know what? For $400, Norman would have you playing the kazoo.
How'd you come up with that so fast?
Yeah. Well, I took algebra in high school. And basic math, too. So, Norman, anything else you'd like to talk about?
Rocking horse. I used to have a rocking horse when I was younger.
Yeah, I think about most every kid.
I got on, I thought it was Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
You thought you were the Lone Ranger.
Tonto.
That's a very good Tonto. That's a very good Tonto. Say, Kimo Sabe.
All three of us can get together and put that on as a hack on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Lone Ranger radio
show.
Like the old radio days. AM and the PM. We'll take an old script from the old radio and actually reenact. That'd be a great idea. And we'd introduce the harmonica. We'd have the Lone Ranger sitting around a campfire with Tonto playing a harmonica. Yeah. I mean, the kazoo. And then Dan could play the harmonica, and we'd make it even better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Right. Now, normally, would you ever be interested in doing a duet with Dad if he played the harmonica and you played the kazoo? Would that interest you?
Yeah.
They said, yeah.
Oh, great.
Think about it. All right. Great. Well, Norman, anything else?
Tonto.
He likes doing tonto.
I'll work on Happy Birthday Roll Call and the Wedding March for the next time.
Norman, if I give you a line to say as tonto, would you repeat it as tonto say, me no hungry, Kimo Sabi?
Me no hungry, Kimo Sabi.
I thought it was Jay Silverheels, the original Long Ranger, for a second. Yeah,
pretty awesome.
Well, Norman, it's always a pleasure. That's right. Is there anything else you need before we go?
That's all.
That's it? All right, Norman, have a great rest of the day.
I ho, Silver.
Yeah.
Him and Tim.
Yeah. Thank you, Norman.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? He needs to call every day.
Yes, oh, man. He does.
We're going to have to find out why Norman has these absent stretches of a week or two.
He was busy putting his tree up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he did say that.
We did have people call in, ask, where's Norman been?
Well, you know what? And until you showed me his name was on the screen, I kind of forgot. And then once I realized, I don't want to go too long without having Norman on here. American Equity Mortgage, if you're a homeowner, I hope you know by now that what you did when you bought that home was a pretty smart thing. There's sometimes, very rarely, there are exceptions to that where it wasn't a smart thing. Go back many, many years to Times Beach, okay? Those people, I'm sure, I wish I'd never bought a home here. That's rare for that to happen. And what was that all about? They discovered pesticides or something?
Yeah, something down there.
That was a big deal when that happened. For the most part, you buy a home, it's a smart thing, it's a good investment, it's a good tax deduction. Here's the other thing. Since you have equity in the home, it's also, it gives you tremendous borrowing power. American Equity Mortgage has shown thousands of people that they can borrow money and not get screwed over with ridiculous interest rates. You see, there are people out there that when they know you need money, they take advantage of that. They go, we'll loan you the money, get it to you tomorrow. Here's the interest rate, and they know you're not going to be able to pay it back for a while, and they're going to make a ton in interest. Credit cards, that's a good example. High interest, long-term, because you get used to making those minimum payments, and you just do it for 20, 30 years, and I'm not exaggerating. They say the average credit card debt in this country, if people were to pay the average debt off, if you paid it off making minimum payments, at least 20 years for the average balance to be paid off. You don't have to do that. Don't do that. Use the equity in your home. Let American Equity Mortgage show you how to do that. Get that back to zero balance. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878. It's important you get that part right. 878-9999.
Let's check in and see how traffic's looking. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that accident southbound 255 at Dupo, so everything is thinned out there. Downtown, southbound 55 is running pretty slow between Arsenal and Gasconade before it finally opens up to 4500 South Broadway. On eastbound 40, we've got hockey traffic already coming in. It's slow now between Timberlake Manor and Mason. You're heavy again a little bit east of Clayton Warson through Big Bend. And then on eastbound 40, trying to head to the Poplar Street Bridge, it's backed up from Compton to the bridge. Westbound 40, your slow boil through Clayton Skinker. A little bit heavy, 270 through Mason. It looks like we're slow west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, that was stop and go between Page and Ledoux, and again from Clayton Morrison, or from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And on southbound 170, it's pretty solid south of Olive down through 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2 pounds of potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game, and it's here exclusively on KTRS.
In a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, nitric oxide was found to have miraculous benefits for your heart, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, memory, even your sexual performance. In fact, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. But did you know that it's also good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jason Miller, creator of Peak Nitric Oxide. I've authorized giving away a free bottle to each of the first 100 callers. Discover the miracle of Peak Nitric Oxide, packed with clinically proven ingredients to improve your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, joints, mood, memory, and sexual performance. We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
When your loved one has a terminal illness and the doctor says traditional therapy aimed at treating the disease isn't effective, there is hope. Hope Hospice. Our family caring for yours. Hope Hospice is a locally owned, community-based hospice company striving to provide compassionate care and an assortment of personalized services. Hope Hospice strives to assist every patient in living life to the fullest. They give hope to their patients that they will have a peaceful transition, living out their wishes with dignity, surrounded by family and love. Hope Hospice takes great pride in providing services for individuals living in the St. Louis metro area. Hospice services are covered by Medicare. For more information, you can contact Hope Hospice at 314-962-HOPE or at www.hopehospicestl.com. Hope Hospice. Our family, caring for yours.
When you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s. The 80s and 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's Bob, K-U-B-A-N.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Mizzou Football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, online at WKF.com. Your personal florist since 1883.
All right, let's jump right in here. It's Tuesday. DVDs, CDs, they're out today. We have the man who's going to tell you what's good, what's bad, what's in between. And he's brought to you by Oreck. That's right, like the vacuum cleaner. But they have these home care stores, seven of them. They're locally owned and operated. They're fantastic stores, and we'd love it if you just go in, look around, tell them your AM and the PM. And courtesy of the folks at Oreck, here is the one, the only, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes.
And Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great. I know we're on a short leash here. Before you get started, I mentioned yesterday, and I just wonder if you had seen it, that my wife got out of a Redbox or something, the movie Mud with Matthew McConaughey. Did you see this?
Yeah, I thought it was really well done.
I did, too. And it's kind of like a Sling Blade, the Tom Sawyer. It's real simple, shot low budget, but boy, Reese Witherspoon, McConaughey's in it, Sam Shepard is in it. I enjoyed it.
It's not the kind of movie that you're going to need to buy, but it's definitely worth renting because it'll still kind of stick with you, and it's a great recommendation film.
Yeah, and especially guys, because if you've ever been that kid who went into the woods exploring and stumbled on something, you know, it'll bring back some great memories.
No, it's a good flick. It's called Mud, and I know you can rent it darn near at any Redbox, but no, this is not the movie that you rent because you got a date night with your girlfriend, and she really thinks Matthew McConaughey is hot. This could be a great way to de-hot Matthew McConaughey to your girlfriend.
Except, you know what? And I knew he would. He does take his shirt off. He can't go through a movie without taking his shirt off.
I know. It's like him and Ryan Gosling. I mean, it's just they should just be doing the underwear ads. Just the two of them just standing there with no shirts. All right.
Here we go. What's
new
up?
New release Tuesday on the music end. Counting Crows have a live record out called Echoes of the Outlaw Roadshow. And yes, this is their fourth live album of them playing the same music, only they're older. Speaking of the same thing, the Rolling Stones have a record out today called Sweet Summer Sun. It is their 2013 Hyde Park performance. So, if you want to hear what the Stones sound like in 2013, you know, you might not want to pick up Sweet Summer Sun. Miles Davis, the original mono recordings, a 9-disc Columbia box set, is out today. Less Than Jake have a new record, keeping it real in the punk scene, called See the Light. The Killers, Direct Hits, which is a greatest hits of the Killers' music. They might as well just re-release their first album, because since then, everything has sucked. Kelly Pickler. just in case. Kelly Pickler, The Woman I Am, is out today. The Beatles. Back in the day, the Beatles released Live at the BBC. I can still remember when my dad got this. He was so excited because half the time, it's them being interviewed on the BBC, and they were so young, and they hadn't gotten famous yet. They never released a Volume 2 until today. The Beatles, On the Air, Live at the BBC, Volume 2, highlighting the year 1963. It is an amazing record. I'm recommending picking it up. Anybody out there that's a big Beatle fan, because what's cool, Frank, is that, yeah, you get to hear them jam on songs you've heard a million times over, but they're so raw because they're playing them live in the BBC studio, and you get all the interaction of them talking to each other and joking around and joking about. Really, really cool record.
You know, when I see old black and white footage of the Beatles being interviewed back then, I can't help but sit there and almost want to try to say to them as I'm watching it, do you have any idea how famous you're about to be? Because what you're watching is four guys who don't have a clue how big they're going to be.
And the impact of just any sentence. I mean, before Twitter, before anything, before computers.
Yeah.
I mean, there were Beatle burnings because somebody misconstrued John Lennon saying that they were bigger than Jesus, and then they had everybody in the South burning piles of vinyl. I mean, imagine that. Seriously. It's crazy. Speaking of crazy, oh good, Lady Gaga's got a brand new record out today. It's called Art Pop. Now, Frank, you know that on the air, I never wish ill will towards anybody.
And I know you don't,
I don't
Joe.
Hate anyone. I just don't.
That's good.
If Lady Gaga was to fall into a tank of great white sharks, I'd throw a party. I just want everybody to know that. Her new record is out today, and it will further confuse the youth that have no idea what direction they should go. All right, on the DVD end of things, we've got, I've never seen a single episode ever, but Cagney and Lacey, the complete collection, including every made-for-TV movie.
Don't bother.
It is a 36-disc box set.
Oh, my goodness.
170 bones for the complete Cagney and Lacey collection. Mad TV Season 4, Silk Season 1 is out today. There's a movie called Paradise. You've never heard of it. It's a new film directed by Diablo Cody. Diablo Cody got a bunch of hype because she wrote the movie Juno. Now she's writing and directing, and Paradise is her latest flick. The only people you'll recognize in this is Holly Hunter, and I'm sure your favorite comedian, Frank, Russell Brand.
Oh, he's the greatest, man.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yep. You know what? I still can't get the film or the grossness of trying to watch that remake he did of the movie Arthur. It's just blasphemy.
Oh, I won't watch it.
It's blasphemy, man. It's just blasphemy. Here's a movie that you've never heard of. Now, everybody thinks Paul Rudd is just a one-trick pony, right? Paul Rudd, I mean, in any movie he is, you know who Paul Rudd is,
he's
right?
Pretty bland. He's
okay.
Pretty bland.
I've got a flick that no one's heard of. It's being dropped today. This will show you that Paul Rudd, yes, is still funny, but he can act. It's called Prince Avalanche. It sounds kind of lame, but just follow me here. Paul Rudd takes place in 1988. He's partnered up with this guy he doesn't really know very well. Paul Rudd's kind of strict. This guy's kind of a slacker. It's their job to go down an old country road in the middle of nowhere and repaint it. The movie is them repainting an old country road and lamenting about mistakes they made with women, things that they've done that they wish they hadn't done, things they wish they could still do. Two guys, completely different sides of the tracks, and they bond a friendship over a day of repainting a country road. I know it sounds...
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Okay, I'm telling you, though, this is one of those movies that I'm guaranteeing you're flipping around the channels. It might pop up on a Sunday while you're folding laundry. You'll be glued to it. So just remember, I recommended Prince Avalanche. Also out today, first time ever on Blu-ray, All the President's Men. Very good flick. If you're a kid, you've never seen it, All the President's Men, good stuff. A anniversary edition... because of JFK, obviously, 13 Days, starring Kevin Costner, is out today in a special Blu-ray edition. So is the 50th anniversary edition of the Oliver Stone film JFK. If you already own JFK, you don't need to rebuy this.
It's, wait, hold on. You say the 50th anniversary edition?
They're calling it that because of the 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's what they, yeah, but it's not the 50th anniversary of that movie.
I know, but it's, I swear to you, man, it says on the marketing here, 50th anniversary edition of JFK. Still, though, a movie I can't turn off if it comes on. I love the Oliver Stone film JFK. Can't get enough of it. I don't know why anybody wants this, but the 1922 movie Nosferatu, starring Max Schreck, the silent film, Nosferatu, starring Max Schreck from 1922, in a two-disc Blu-ray deluxe edition, completely remastered and restored. The Best of Sesame Street is out today. It is a $50, seven-disc DVD box set. Very cool stuff, but fair warning to the parents, there's a bonus sing-along CD. Putting that one out there because you never know.
Right.
Hey, if you got a kid and they really want something, I want to watch a new movie, but we haven't seen a new movie forever. Turbo is out today. Turbo will definitely satisfy the kids' Jones for a really cool kid movie, and the adults will enjoy it too. CGI animation. There's a movie out today called Man of Steel. I remember seeing it. I thought it was a Superman movie. I was very disappointed, but some people are still trying to convince you Man of Steel is about Superman.
It's very dark, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just dark. It's lame. It's long. It is not the Superman that you remember. It doesn't even have the score that you want to hear. No good. And last but not least,
the darkest movie I think I ever saw was a movie called Turn Off the Lights. It was so dark.
Alright, two box sets in case you got people on the wish list for the holiday season. First up, Family Ties, the complete series collection in a 29 disc box set for only $154. Then there is Dexter, the complete series collection, 25 discs, all 8 seasons, $544.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not a huge Dexter fan. Find me one person in St. Louis that thought the last season was brilliant. Guess what? You won't, all right? So I would avoid the Dexter giant box set and get the Family Ties one, man. People forget that show was brilliant.
Yeah, and then sadly, as I predicted, that new Michael J. Fox thing.
Yeah.
Tanking.
It's terrible. Really? Well, you know what, though? You said it best. It's just hard to watch.
Very hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, and it's hard to hold that note that long, if you know what I mean.
No, so that's well put.
This does it for me. I'm out, but I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes, everybody. Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. On the way, the Playhouse of follow-up veterans joke. And to all of you who are new patients at Ballast Dental Care, thank you. Because if you're listening, you're probably a new patient because of this show. So we appreciate that, and we thank you for that. You know, there are most of the advertisers, they let me know. They will. They will tell you. We're not getting anything. We're getting a lot of people. It's slow. Business is great. Whatever. I don't want to hear, you know, nobody's coming in because of the show. That means that advertiser is destined to go. For 14 years or so, this Ballast Dental Care has taken in hundreds of new patients from as far as 150 miles away. And that patient from 150 miles away, I remember the email, said it's twice a year. If it were 500 miles, we'd go because we never thought there could be a dental clinic like this. That's all I'm going to say. To find out what I'm talking about, you're going to have to join me. Become a patient at Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland.
And you're looking at southbound 270 Page through Ladue, Clayton Road, down to Doherty Ferry, and then eastbound 270. That's jamming up right now at McDonnell through New Florist. And this report's brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce Market Side Rotisserie Chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Today, the Salukis of Southern Illinois travel to Columbia to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hey, St. Louis, are you tired of the appliance stores around town who state that they will match competitors' prices? Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest prices on Frigidaire appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new Frigidaire appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They're the first new.